like a really simple prompt. You can say, this is my business. This is what I do. This is my goal. You know, I'm trying to double my revenue in the next year. Here's my list of priorities that I have today. And usually the first question I ask is, do you see anything that's missing? Because ChatGPT usually has some really good ideas. And then you can ask it to help you set and prioritize. You can even add additional constraints, like I'm working 8 hours today and like, that's it. Yeah. ChatGPT is good for so many things beyond just copy, and most people don't even realize it, including business strategy.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
Are you using AI in your business? If you're not, you're going to be losing out. And I believe that by the end of 2024, that entrepreneurs who are not leveraging AI tools in their business are going to be left so far behind the curve because there's so much going on, not only with just using AI tools to help with your copywriting, but so many other applications for your business. And today we're talking to the Laurens. Lauren Shaw and Lauren Capwell are the co-founders of Automate to Elevate. And I have been so impressed with what they've created so far. They're just at the beginning stages of their business. And some of the tools that they shared with me about the market research process. And if you know me, market research is my jam. I believe that in order to carve out a differentiated position in the market, you have to research the gap that you want to fill. And so Lauren and Lauren booked a call with me. They shared these amazing tools. And I'm so excited to introduce them to you today. And I have to calm myself down because we just had the lawn guys here and the dogs going crazy. And so, deep breath. Welcome, Laurens.
Thanks, Deb. We're so happy to be here and excited to talk AI.
Yay. I'm really so thrilled to introduce you to the Life After Corporate audience. So tell us a little bit about how you came to this, a little bit about your background. I know you have two different backgrounds, which is why I think this partnership is so fantastic. So tell us what brought you to this topic and what brought you two together.
All right. I guess I'll kick us off. So Lauren and I met about 3 years ago, and we were just attached at the hip when we met, and we've been best friends ever since. Lauren, I'll have her tell you about her career, but briefly, she was in aerospace for a really long time, and I have had three businesses of my own. Kind of my first step into entrepreneurial journey was around hula hooping, of all things. I became a professional hula hoop dancer and invented a high-end LED hula hoop that uses persistence of vision to display LED images and graphics around the hoop while the dancer performs. And I actually grew that company to a seven-figure company, was selling products in 40 countries all over the world, and was doing like really high-end performances. So it was a really fun career that took off in my 20s, and I learned a lot about business, different areas of business. I was wearing all of the hats as the head of that company. And I also learned a lot about what I didn't want to create in my life or my business. So it got to a point where I really got burnt out and was ready for a different career trajectory. And that's when I got into the world of coaching. And I knew that coaching offered a lot of freedom and flexibility. And there was a really, you know, it was a big way that you could create an impact in the world. So I started actually doing sales for like high ticket business coaches and learned the ins and outs of online business models and studied and talked to so many entrepreneurs around the world, thousands over the course of a couple of years, learning what worked and what didn't work inside of their businesses. And so over that time, I was taking notes. It was basically like I was getting my master's in business, figuring out the exact path that I would want to take for my next business. And during this time is kind of when I met Lauren, and I'll let her share a little bit about herself.
Yeah, so I took a more traditional path in my life. I got my degree in mechanical engineering. I went and I worked for aerospace companies. So I worked for Virgin Orbit and Orbital ATK, which is now Northrop Grumman, and Blue Origin. And I was designing, building, and launching rockets for the commercial space industry. And that is where I got introduced to coding and AI and machine learning and building out systems and automations for my company to save us a ton of time and energy. And that's where I had my boots on the ground experience, learning the difference between having the right systems in place, when to automate and when to add advanced tech, and when to not, because there's definitely times to do that too. So when I first started learning about AI and machine learning, there was like a very specific problem I was trying to solve, but I fell in love with it because I realized, oh my gosh, this stuff is really, really powerful. And I kind of came to a place in my career where I'd been in it for over a decade. I was getting burned out and I was really ready for a change, but I love to teach. I love being on the leading edge of technology. That's where I've kind of made my career. And so Lauren and I partnered together and created a company, and we're really excited.
Yeah. It was birthed because we were having these long conversations when like ChatGPT came on the scene, and she already had experience. And with my business background, I was like looking into the future, and I could see, holy moly, like this is going to have a huge shift in the paradigm of how so many businesses and industries operate. And so we kind of went down that rabbit hole for a few months and came to the decision, like, we know that we can help entrepreneurs leverage these tools, and we know that there's going to be a need for it. So we have poured our hearts and our souls into this since last year, and it's been really fun.
Yeah, it's so fun. And I'm so fascinated. I'm just drawn to you guys. I think you're onto something. I think the mix of your backgrounds, you know, your sales and marketing and your experience in coaching, Lauren Shaw and Lauren Capwell, your experience with machine learning, AI systems and tech and engineering. It's just such a beautiful combination. I mean, it's really magical. So I want to dive in because I think a lot of people are thinking about AI for copywriting, right? And that has been in the conversations I'm having with entrepreneurs, especially in the coaching consulting space, that's been like the limit of how they've been experimenting with AI. And as I read your recommended talking points for our conversation today, I was literally just blown away by looking at that list and saying, oh my God, we could do 5 whole episodes on one on each of these topics. So we're going to tackle a couple of them today. Would love to invite you back at another time to dive deeper into some of the other topics. But the first one you came up with was automating chaos, why efficient business systems are the foundation for leveraging AI. And I want to start there because I think that's the most overlooked, non-sexy piece of your business that is required to scale. Like, you can get to 200, 250, maybe even 300, 350, 400 without a sophisticated business operation. But to scale to 7, 8 figures, to really be able to get efficiencies, and I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. So I'm going to like turn it over to you right now and say, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by having the systems and processes in place to start leveraging AI?
Yeah. So if you don't have the backend systems in place, and this is everything from having standard operating procedures for like the way that you create blog posts, the way that you edit podcasts, the way that you onboard clients, if these things are kind of being done like one-offs or there's not consistent processes in place, you lose a lot of efficiency. You lose a lot of consistency across your business. And if you try to apply automation to these areas of your business where you don't have well-defined processes, all you're doing is you are automating chaos, and it's going to be a big headache. So where we kind of start our clients with is by going back to basics, having them outline all of their processes in a very clear way. And I'll give you an example. So when I was working at Virgin, we were kind of in startup mode. I was around employee number 200, which doesn't sound like a startup, but when you're a rocket company, that's a very small company, and my team was about 4 people. And because it was so small, it was very like tribal knowledge that everybody on the team, they just knew what to do, but it wasn't really written down anywhere. And this is something that every small startup company goes through. And so when I was brought on as a new person, I had to learn how to do my job by asking a million questions to everybody. And it was trial and error, and it was really inefficient, and it took months. But once I'd finally like gotten all of the knowledge, then we hired somebody else. And he had to learn by asking all the same questions and interrupting us throughout our work. And it slows down the process. So when you're trying to grow a company or grow a team, it's so important to take all of this tribal knowledge that's within your company, write it down, turn it into an efficient process, and then add the automation tools, add the AI, so that you're automating the most efficient way you possibly can. That makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. And there are so many tools out there. And as you grow, we tend to change tools because we outgrow the tools that we started with. And it can sometimes be frustrating because I frequently wanted to have like a dashboard with everything. My marketing performance, my financial performance, client success metrics, and all of that. And it's so elusive to me to how that thing that I've desired for like 2 or 3 years now could actually be created. So yes, I agree. Writing everything down. When you go to the automation part, how are you automating these systems and processes? And where does AI and how does AI play in there?
So the way that it works right now and like where AI mostly is AI tends to think for you and it can also create content. The automations are a little bit more like your traditional old school. So you can have like automated client onboarding. So using Zapier on the back end, and as a new client comes on, it like starts the sequence, it sends them the invoice. So having all of that automated and then it drops them into like the full welcome onboarding sequence. There's other things and it varies a lot business by business as far as what you can do and what you need to automate. It really depends on like what's taking up a lot of time and how often and repetitive are you doing these things. There's certain things that are not really worth taking the time to automate and others that are.
I have one other example.
Okay.
Yeah. So email inbox organization is a big one for a lot of people. And a lot of people like don't even want to go to their inbox because of the stress and the chaos that they feel. So one really cool way that we help our clients sort that entire challenge is to leverage AI to actually come up with a list of folders, a labeling system for all of the various types of emails they get, whether they're from different tech tools that, you know, they subscribe to, or whether they're from strategic partners or clients. And so we actually have a prompt that we've developed. They put into AI and they get a list of all the labels. They go in and they create them in their inbox, and then they create filters. So any of the emails that they don't need to be looking at every day are automatically filtered. They archive, skip the inbox. And so that's like just one of the really cool ways that we've helped them create efficiencies around something that takes up a lot of time during their day.
Yeah, I remember having Ari Maizel as a speaker for one of our events, and he wrote the book, The Replaceable Founder. And he gave us one tip, which was to create an unsubscribe folder and a filter for our email. And that like saved me right there because the only things that hit the inbox are the real emails I need to pay attention to. But even then, you know, it's crazy. I feel like you've been spying on my inbox because there's like 60,000 emails in there from the last 3 years. So that's very, very interesting. And you know, so we are documenting our systems and processes. We have standard onboarding and things like that. And we're using tools like Monday to create those SOPs so that when we onboard people in the future, is there any other way? Where does AI play into that? And we do have, you know, onboarding sequences and welcome sequences, and we have Zaps all over the place, integrating everything. I guess because there's no great all-in-one solutions and we're using Zap to integrate, like where can AI come in and just kind of pull from all the various sources and create more intelligence for the business owner in setting priorities or paying attention to things that are yellow alerts before they become red alerts? Any ideas around that?
Are you talking for like overall business strategy or like this is my to-do list today? Where do I start?
Yeah.
So ChatGPT is actually really good at that. So it all comes down to the way that you prompt it.
That's right.
Like a really simple prompt, you can say, this is my business. This is what I do. This is my goal. You know, I'm trying to double my revenue in the next year. here's my list of priorities that I have today. And usually the first question I ask is, do you see anything that's missing? Because ChatGPT usually has some really good ideas. And then you can ask it to help you set and prioritize. You can even add additional constraints, like I'm working 8 hours today and like, that's it. Yeah, it's a really good, ChatGPT is good for so many things beyond just copy. And most people don't even realize it, including business strategy.
So, okay, so let's move on. We have our systems and processes in place. We've documenting things. We have our automations set up in the CRM and the campaign systems and the email systems. What's next? Where do we go from here?
This is actually where we dive into the market research process. Your favorite.
Yes, I love it. You know, market research is my love language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so incredibly important, especially in, you know, there are a lot of coaches and consultants and out there in the world. And so it's a crowded space. And one of the big questions is, how do you differentiate yourself? How do you set yourself apart? And really, like, one of the ways is to know your ideal client inside and out, know what their, you know, 2 a.m. thoughts are, the things that are keeping them awake at night, really understanding that inner voice inside their head and knowing how you can differentiate yourself to really align with what it is that, you know, they truly need and want. And so going through this in-depth market research process is something like, in the past, a lot of people maybe did haphazardly, or it took months and months and months to like get through a process to really get clarity, and there's trial and error. And now we've developed this strategy where what used to take months can now be done in, I mean, it's just getting faster and faster because we keep improving it. But I mean, minutes in one sitting, under an hour, you can actually... You want to go into a little bit about the market research process?
Yeah.
Okay. If you'd like us to?
Yeah, would love you to, because everyone who works with me does market research. So it's, no one escapes this phase, because so much, you learn so much. I mean, everything else just falls into place if you do a really good job at the market research stuff. So yes, please tell us how.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty common knowledge. Most people know ChatGPT only has information up through the year 2021, and it's not connected to the internet. But what most people don't know is that there is a plugin called WebPilot that you can activate. It lets ChatGPT go out to whatever URL you give it. So as part of the market research, you go and you look at the whole landscape of all of the industry leaders in your niche, like whoever are the most successful people out there who have the same ideal client and they're trying to solve the same problem as you. You go out there, you look at their sales pages, and you just grab the URL. You can drop that into ChatGPT, and you can actually drop a full list. Like, we have our clients look at least 10. Drop that in there, and ChatGPT will summarize for you who their ideal client is, the main pain points, their challenges, their biggest pain point or challenge, the desired outcomes, the selling points of the program, what might be missing from the program, which is opportunities to differentiate. And then it can create that in a summarized bullet pointed list with all of the categories of like the different pain points. And so in minutes, you get this broad overview of everything that's happening in your industry. And it is eye-opening, because sometimes what we think our ideal client's biggest challenges are aren't necessarily, or the messages that we think might attract them might not be. Or you can identify gaps, like something that's not being talked about in the market.
Yeah. And when you guys so generously, and I just can't thank you enough for coming to me with like a completed spreadsheet. You had already done the prompts for me. It was so beautiful. And something, an insight came up out of that, which is something that I've been feeling, and I've been getting the demand from the clients, was the mindset piece. I mean, success as an entrepreneur, I mean, you can acquire skills. If your past programming is preventing you from showing up or making the right moves or being as visible as you need to be in order to be a category leader, then you're going to miss out on the whole thing. And so we had already started incorporating some of that, but it was so validating that our new program that we're launching in October, called the Reliable Revenue Mastermind, will have an entire mindset component as part of that. And that was out of the research that you had so generously done for me. And I think, you know, your spreadsheet is fantastic. And I've been also doing a little bit of research and digging. And so I had ChatGPT write a journal entry. I told them, you know, this is the ideal client. Write a journal entry about some of the challenges that ideal client is facing in their voice. and then to turn that I to a you. And, you know, that's the beginning of a great sales page and great prompts to start pulling out what's some of the inner dialogue that my clients are dealing with and how can I do that in my social media posts. So I started using chat to help write with some of these social media posts based on some of that content. And one of the first clients is like, Deb, stop getting in my head. Right. So you have this visceral connection with the people who are consuming your content. So let's go from market research, you know, systems and processes. We've done the market research, which is imperative for the product development process, right? So you don't want to build anything without getting input. And then I would also go and say, go test it with some real people now. You know, don't just build on the idea and what Chad has said, go test it with some people. But what's next? I mean, how do you use chat and AI tools in your marketing? And is ChatGPT the only AI tool we should be using?
Okay, so to answer the first part of that question, one of the next pieces of this puzzle that we help our clients create is a transformation statement with the help of AI. So to get really clear through this market research process, exactly who they help, right? The pain points that those clients have and the desired outcomes that they have. And so by, you know, hiring that person, what is the outcome that they're going to be able to achieve? And so we have a short version and a long version. And when we can get these really dialed in, we use these as the beginning of almost every prompt that we're now going to, you know, use inside of ChatGPT or Claude.ai, which is the other one we use, we'll talk about in a minute. But it basically gives the AI tool the information that it needs to come up with a really great output.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of that next step in the whole process for us.
And I think that's what people miss because, you know, I hear a lot of people saying, I tried ChatGPT, I didn't like it. And the outputs that you get from using AI tools are only as good as the inputs you give them.
True.
Yeah.
So do you have anything to say about what makes a good input? What makes a good prompt?
Yeah. So it depends. I mean, first of all, it depends on what result you're trying to get. But really, there's like a few key elements that every prompt needs to have. One of them, it needs some sort of context about what it is that you want to do. And that's kind of like the magical piece that I think when most people don't get the output that they want, it's because they didn't give it exactly. They either gave it too much context and they over-constrained it, or they gave it too little context and they under-constrained it.
Uh-huh.
And then you also need to give it a task. So context, which is like super important, and that's where we go with like the transformation statement. Who are you? What do you do? Who do you help? What are they struggling with? And to say that in a really concise way, so ChatGPT just understands who you are and your world in just a little paragraph. And then giving it some sort of a task, like give me 5 ideas for blog posts I could write. And if that original context is really clear and specific, ChatGPT will blow your mind with the ideas that it comes up with and how just absolutely dialed in it is. You can also, if you want it to do a writing task for you, you can include your brand voice. We've experimented with a lot of different ways to do this, but we've really found the best way is just to give it like a few words, you know, be clear, conversational, and energetic. Now, like one thing ChatGPT tends to do, and this is like our pro tip, is if you tell it to be energetic or very witty, it'll kind of be like over the top, just like way too much. I think we've all experienced that.
Yeah.
So the way that you can like turn that dial is you can tell it to be 20% witty. Because if you just say witty, it's going to be 100% witty, which is probably like way too much wit.
Yeah.
But you can say be 20% witty, 60% professional. It doesn't have to add up to 100. But that's how you can kind of like turn the knobs on those different elements of the tone and style that you want.
Yeah.
And for when you're creating content, it's gold.
And I think, you know, the willingness to play with it. So as I was experimenting this, I said, using strategies from this top direct mail copywriter, and it happens to be a man, write the post in his voice. And then I said, what if this person was a woman? Rewrite the post in a female voice. And that was very, very interesting as well. But anyway, I digress. Let's talk about Claude.
Yeah.
Who's Claude?
We love Claude.
You tell.
He's like ChatGPT's cute brother. So yeah, if they were people, ChatGPT would be a little bit more of like the really smart nerd. ChatGPT is very, very, very smart. Like smarter than what most people realize. Claude, it sounds very human and relatable. He's like the cool guy at the party who just talks in like a very normal human way. Claude tends to be more concise. So ChatGPT will be a little bit more verbose and do a lot more explaining. Claude is a little bit more clear, concise, and to the point.
Very interesting. Because there's Claude, yeah. There's Stanley, there's Jasper. You know, how do you choose, you know, because you don't want to use all of them. It gets really costly and expensive, first of all. And how do you determine whether it's worth the investment or signing on to another AI tool?
It's like, it's personal preference. And really, we kind of go based on the output. We've tried different AI tools. And what a lot of them are, there's like conversion.ai and copy.ai and some of the others, is that the model that they have under the hood is like GPT 3.5 or something like that. It's whatever's easiest for you to use. For now, Claude is free, but that's probably going to be changing soon.
Mm-hmm.
ChatGPT for the paid plan, and you should really get it. It's like $20 a month as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
We've played around in Jasper, but it just never really stuck for us because we didn't feel like it was doing a better job than ChatGPT. And with ChatGPT, there's like a little bit more of a learning curve because you have to learn like how to prompt it and how to instruct it. But once you have that skill, we haven't found anything that's better or smarter. But Claude does really good. So for like the more like customer facing side, we tend to use Claude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like data analytics, brainstorming, we love ChatGPT for like more of the
deep thinking. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, because there are so many. And also there's video editing tools now. So, you know, and you know that the people who are prolific on video on Instagram are the ones that get the most attention, the most followers, the most engagement. And so let's talk about essential AI tools, right? So we've talked a little bit about, you know, business processes and systems and writing and market research. What are some of the other essential tools in the areas of, you know, marketing, customer service, project management?
Well, I was going to say, since you mentioned video, there's actually like a new feature that we're obsessed with. There's a video editor called Descript, mm-hmm. and it's come out with this also NVIDIA Broadcast, if you have the right graphics card, but it's called Eye Contact. And it's an AI feature so that if you're recording content and you're reading off of a script, so your eyeballs are looking down at the screen, mm-hmm. the AI will fix your eyes so you're looking straight at the camera. So if you're recording content and it's like, oh, we just
saves
it.
A lot of time.
It saves a lot of time. Because you can just comfortably stare at your script and not worry about it.
That is cool. And what is that one called again?
It's in Descript.
Oh, so in Descript. Uh-huh.
There's a new eye contact feature in there. When you're going and editing your video, it'll fix your eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I would say that, you know, ChatGPT and Claude are like our main go-to tools that we use every single day. And then in terms of, it really depends on, you know, the size of your business and what you need, but project management, you know, CRM, these are all, you know, integrating some AI features into them. But then also like Canva has a lot of AI that's not now built into it. Mm-hmm. Loom, you know, the screen recorder, they just launched their AI features. So a lot of these tools are coming out with the AI features.
And like, you know, Zoom transcripts tools. So we use read.ai. This could be really good for capturing like all of your meeting notes because it'll instantly transcribe everything for you. So you can be very present on your calls, especially if you're doing sales calls.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to take any notes and Read will give you the full summary. So we'd say that's also an essential tool.
Yeah. As well as social media management. So this is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, having a social media calendar and leveraging AI to batch create content and also repurpose content. Podcasts are a great example. One really cool thing about podcasts is that you can take a podcast and you can break it up into script, actually, is one of the tools that does this, into a lot of forms of content and then put them in your social media management tool, have them scheduled out. So you can have content scheduled out for months that just take a day for you to create. So there's some really powerful ways to save time and be able to show up more presently for the clients that you do have.
And if you're using a tool like Hootsuite or Metricool, they have AI features built in there. So if you look back at your successful posts, and I know for coaches, like there's certain topics that come up all the time, you can find some of your most successful posts, have AI create different versions of the same post and schedule them like 1 month out, 2 months out, and start filling out your calendar with things that you already know are going to be successful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, this is it's life-changing for a solopreneur, really life-changing for a solopreneur to have like a strategic marketing assistant that can brainstorm with you, write great copy, do an entire content calendar, because we know marketing right now is a total content play. That is, if you're not great at writing content, if you're not great at connecting with your ideal client audience, then you're going to lose out. You're just going to lose eyeballs. You're going to lose engagement. You're going to lose revenue. And so these become the essentials in the toolbox for successful solopreneurs and small business owners. And, you know, whether you want to or not, AI is being embedded in everything. I just noticed this week that on LinkedIn, it gives you the option of using AI to help create your posts. It wasn't good. It wasn't ChatGPT.
A lot of them are not very good yet.
No.
But, you know, you can see that everyone's trying.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the video editing tools too, you know, you have no excuse not to create video content. Is it so easy? Like this interview, we will save this interview. We'll upload it at a future date. We'll create clips from it and put them out in social media and it'll be fantastic. It'll give you more exposure, give the podcast more exposure. And so I'm really thrilled. Anything else about how to select the right AI tools for your needs? Because there are so many choices, so many applications, how do you make the right choice?
I think the first thing to do is really evaluate, like, what are you trying to do? To first look at like, the results that you're trying to get and to work backwards from there. So I know, especially for small teams, sometimes pricing can be an issue. We've found typically the most popular tools, which ChatGPT and Claude are the two most popular. There's a reason for that. They're two of the best. When it comes to video editing tools that have AI built in, Descript, it's one of the most popular, also happens to be one of the best and most user-friendly, which is super, super important. With Descript, for example, you can have it automatically edit out all of your ums, likes, and so's, like all those filler words, just boop, like, mm-hmm. cut them out and save you a ton of time. So look at your goals. Like, what is it that you're trying to accomplish? Look at what's out on the market. Typically, since we're in a very new stage of AI tools, the tools that are the most popular tend to also be the most robust. There's a reason for that. So like, look at who the industry leaders are.
And ChatGPT can tell you that, can it?
Yeah. And keep in mind, like, it's changing fast. It's changing all the time. And even
I'll share one other tool that we have is Perplexity.
Oh, yeah.
It's her favorite, one of her favorites.
And what does Perplexity do?
It's basically like if you could type full sentences or thoughts or phrases or like complex questions into Google, and Google would then like read a bunch of pages for you and synthesize an answer, that's what Perplexity does. So it's connected to the web. We can type in like complicated questions. Perplexity will go out and find the top, it's usually around 6 web results, read all of those pages, and then give us a very tailored, specific answer and cite all of its sources.
Love it. Love it. I was playing a couple weekends ago, because I have a podcast with 150 episodes, thereabouts, I could write a book. But I couldn't find a tool that would go and grab the podcast episodes, even the numbers that I selected, because they can't analyze audio. So what I did was I transcribed using another AI tool, transcribed 5 podcast episodes, put them into ChatGPT, and had it create an ebook.
Wow. There you go.
So you can have ChatGPT create some marketing assets out of your own content. So it is all original content. It's just taking 5 different conversations and putting them together in one thematic whole. So the creation process for things like lead magnets and other tools is fantastic. So I could talk to you guys forever, but how do our listeners follow you? Is there anything that you have that they can download? Are you doing any talks or trainings that they can get in on? Tell us more.
So actually, there's a couple of ways. So first, our email is hi@automate2elevate.ai, and it's the number 2. We do a couple of things. Every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern time, we hold completely free AI breakthrough sessions on Zoom, where you can sign up and anybody's welcome to come and just ask us their burning AI or automation questions. So that's every Monday for the foreseeable future. We'll see how it goes. We're going to just test it out for a while. And so we can provide a link for that. And then also one of our absolute favorite things to do is offer completely free personalized AI content strategy sessions like we did with you, Deb. So we sit down with you for 30 minutes and we see, you know, what kind of burning AI questions you have. But we go in, we can analyze your website, your sales page, your LinkedIn page, anything like that, and help you do some of the market research process so you start to understand what's really possible with AI, ChatGPT, Claude specifically. We love being able to give people that like foundational understanding of like how powerful it really is. So
that's fantastic. I think everyone should be on those Monday calls. And when people want to work with you, what are the different ways that you work with business owners in helping them automate the business process, leverage AI tools to scale their impact, scale their visibility?
Yeah.
How do people work with you?
Yeah. So we're currently in our first cohort. It's a 12-week cohort with group coaching clients. And our next one starts November 1st. So actually the November 1st one will be a live cohort as well before we probably turn the lessons into like evergreen lessons. So it's going to be a really great opportunity for people to actually work with us and get a really deep level of support. So that's a 12-week group coaching program where we also have live coaching calls and a community where we do a deep dive into three different areas. The first being all those like business systems and the operations and creating that really strong foundation first inside of the business, then going into the marketing element, which is like we talked about the market research, going into content creation and coming up with really an overall process and plan that you can track and adjust as needed, right? Once you start getting results. And from there, we go into creating processes using AI around strategic partnerships, referral process, and delegation to hiring a virtual assistant. So one of the really cool things that we did was we partnered with a VA agency that we've been training in our systems so that we can offer our clients trained VAs that they know they can trust and understand how to communicate properly with. So we're, you know, our doors are open actually September 1st, where we've opened the doors for the next cohort. So if anybody's interested for November 1st to get started, we'd love to talk with you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure people will be signing up for your Monday sessions and learning more about this program. What's it called? What's the program called again?
Automate to Elevate.
Automate to Elevate. All right. Next cohort in November of 2023. Connect with the Laurens. Thank you so much. This has been so informative. I'm sure people are going to replay this episode over and over, take notes on all the tools. You were so generous on dropping all those tools in there as well. And I know we'll be talking again. So thank you so much, you guys. Lauren, have a great trip to LA.
All right.
And we'll see you real soon.
All right. Thanks, Deb. Bye.
Thanks, everyone. That's it for this episode of Life After Corporate. If you're not using AI in your business, you are missing out. You're missing out on efficiencies, more effective marketing, more effective market research, better product development, all the things. So jump on this train, get to know Lauren Shaw and Lauren Capwell and Automate to Elevate. We'll see you next time, my friends.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.